morning. Before I get started, I want to share that April, probably in about 45 minutes, is actually attending the first ever Unity Church down in Kansas City, but not at the Village this morning. She and her mentor, Sharon, are spending the service and lunch together. So she was looking forward to a day off from her work down there. So the title of today's message is Freed by Belief. And I realized when I got done thinking about the message, I might have changed the title, but that's what it is. The affirmation that Unity as a whole put out for the month of March is, the transforming power of God frees me from every limitation. The transforming power of God frees me from every limitation. Now here's the thing. I've never really gotten into affirmations. You know, or mantras that you repeat over and over again. And that's me. And I realize you may really find power in them, but I struggle with them. But I was also wondering what I would talk about this morning, and that affirmation kept coming to me, like, oh, if April was here, she'd be talking about that affirmation this week. So I thought, okay, if I get curious, what sense can I make out of this? Or, you know, what message might come forward? So that's what we're going to talk about. We're going to start there anyway, right? But I ask, you know, how can we prove this? The transforming power of God frees me from every limitation. How does God free me from limitation? So I guess I'd like to wonder what you think. When you hear that affirmation, what comes up for you? The transforming power of God frees me from every limitation. Anybody want to share?
Well, I've been taught tapping by Bedford and through other ways, and with my lenses, I now say to myself as many times as I think of it, I don't always tap, but I have the affirmation. Even though my perception is distorted, I love and appreciate myself, and I claim and deserve perfect vision. Now, that's similar to blessing that you have in your topic, the name of it.
Freed by belief.
Yes, freed by belief. And I do believe that it is manifesting in my life. When I shared the idea that I heard that name of Janice in my apartment, and it didn't only happen once, but it happened twice. The first time I went to see who it might be, I realized that's going on in my brain, but it was so clear and like, what?
So you work with that affirmation, you've probably worked with others, and find them powerful.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Yeah. Anyone else?
Tom. Well, the old saying, where there's a will, there's a way.
Where there's a will, there's a way.
Kind of like that's
where there's a will, there's a way. The transforming power of God frees me from every limitation. The will. Yeah. Tom.
Would you say that again? And then at the end for me, would you add, and it heals cancer?
The transforming power of God frees me from every limitation, and it heals cancer.
Very powerful.
It's like an anchor. It's something that steadies that I can access, and whenever I feel like I'm in a discordant state when things aren't the way I'd like them to be within myself, just to be aware of that. It's like being in attunement, suddenly allowing myself to be more in attunement.
Okay. First I heard be in attunement. The transforming power of God allows you to be in attunement. Okay, one more.
I think for me, when I think of limitations, like sometimes there's things that happen or that I don't understand, or I feel like there's things that are just too big for me to wrap my head around, like, well, the power of God can do that. No, you know, so it's like that limitation of, like, it's so big sometimes it's hard for me to wrap my mind around it.
What do you do when you find that you can't wrap your mind around the limitation that you perceive?
I try to accept it, that that's where I'm at, and that maybe it will pass, and that maybe I'll come to a point in my life where I can grasp that, or that maybe, like, I'm just not ready yet to understand that or grasp it. So
I hear you believing there is a transforming power of God and allowing yourself to be open to more of it in your life. Mm-hmm. That's powerful, Dana. Thank you.
I have a really good one, I think. The Chinese symbol for chaos is the same as possibility. Mm. And I mean, that really says it. I always think of that when I go, this is absolutely hopeless. This is chaotic, you know. And I can't wrap my mind around it. It's, I write sometimes then, but that is really wonderful to think of that.
Chaos, possibility.
Right. Within the chaos is the possibility for more, for better and more.
Within the limitation is the God essence transforming it. Mm-hmm. How wonderful. Thank you all. One more, quick one.
How many of us have stepped out of our comfort zone? Dawn and I, we both were exposed to that yesterday. And, I mean, you can go so many steps forward. How do you keep from going back again? I mean, we want to be transformed. We want to be comfortable. Isn't that more, what should I say, more relaxing to be comfortable? But we have to get out of that comfort zone, mm-hmm. too.
And keep stretching forward.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
One sentence.
Yes.
It's the dance of life. Mm-hmm. Two steps forward, one step back. Mm-hmm. You dance through life.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Wow, lots of images to play with here. As always, what I'll invite you into as we move forward is to listen for what resonates with you. It's not going to be the same as anyone else in this room. So we'll pull forward a few more ideas and take what you like and leave the rest. At some point, we'll probably go into a short meditation midway through rather than waiting until the end. So just because that's not usual. Here's where I want to start with the affirmation, beyond everything you've just offered. I'm going to break it into two parts. Okay? The transforming power of God frees me from every limitation. The transforming power of God makes me ask the question, well, what is God? I mean, we can't see God. It's really hard to really define what we can't see and physically know, right? We experience God as we choose to define God, but it's kind of loose. At one point in my life, God was up there in the sky with a long white beard, looking down, and I was told, this is a loving God. God loves you. And I was transformed by that God, and I was a pile of fear, because if I don't do it right, I'm going to go to hell, right? There was a transforming power up there, that's for sure. So how about you? Now, how do you define God? What words do you use to express your belief in this essence, this spiritual God essence? Anybody? Yes.
God is love, not fear.
Mm-hmm. Love, not fear. Steve.
I don't recall who I heard it from here, but it was here. And, you know, God is the ocean and we are waves.
Mm-hmm. God is the ocean and we are
waves.
In that ocean, right? Part of that ocean. Expressions of that ocean.
And you know, regarding fear. Fear is the, is defined to me as separation from God.
So fear is separation from God. God is not fear?
Knowing God is not denying fear, you know, surrendering to God. Okay. Regardless.
That step forward and the moving beyond the fear into the God. Okay.
I like what she said about the chaos and possibility, and it's almost like a judgment. I mean, who's to say it's chaotic? I mean, you know, it's just not in the order we would like it. And it sounded to me like quantum physics, which is the science of infinite possibility. And what a better definition for God than infinite possibilities.
Wow. God is infinite possibility, whether it appears to me as chaos or
it's my choice.
Joy and possibility, and I choose.
Fear is, if you, F-E-A-R, it's false evidence appearing real. Quite a few people have heard that before here.
So is it fair to say that God is love, God is all, the apparent chaos, the apparent order and possibility. We are of God, I've heard that in the wave, right? So, I'm going to just go with the idea that since we're here and we're talking about this, that in some nature or another, the transforming power of God, since I can choose to believe that it's the guy in the sky, right? Or I can choose to believe that it's the ocean and the wave and love. Belief has a part to play here. Believing that there is a transforming power that I choose to call God, or energy, or universe, or spirit, or whatever. Okay. So the transforming power of God, I'd like you to hold for the moment as belief in the transforming power of God. Belief in the transforming power of God. Frees me from every limitation. Now, I immediately jump to, and we've had a little hint of that this morning, what is limitation? What is limitation? And I think there's some, come on, yeah.
Limitation is only what you set forth before yourself.
Limitation is what you set forth before yourself. Anybody else?
Preconceived concepts of reality.
Preconceived concepts of reality. What you put forth, what you choose to see as real.
Another name for fear.
Another name for fear.
Some things just do have limits. I mean, it's not all in our head.
Yeah.
It might happen in some world, but you know, in my world, that's a definite limitation.
Okay. You know, I think about.
Have you ever tried?
Driving through them.
You can get through them.
You just didn't believe.
Touche.
And we don't know, right? You mentioned quantum physics.
Okay.
Now. At the same time, if I am a 4'9" male or female, I'm likely not to play NBA basketball, right?
Yes,
yeah, but he wasn't 4'9", was he?
We got close by the Jewish
time. It's been a while since I've heard of him. Of course, I'm not sure. Men don't have babies, right? Like, there's a limitation here? Okay. All right. What about this idea that it's what we set before us? Okay. Have any of you moved through limitation? What you once believed wasn't possible, but you're on the other side. Yeah, look at that. You bash. So were those real limitations? or perceived limitations. You know, you were talking about that earlier, Danielle, and how I can't grasp my head around it now. But I'm not going to close the door till later. Perceived limitations and how I think about God. The perceived limitation that April can stand up here and give a great talk. Ain't no way I will ever do this. That was a belief I held, right?
You're doing great.
We move through. Thank you. When Jan Stanfield got up here and would deliver a message with her guitar, ain't no way I'll ever do that. And one day I woke up and went, why not? So we can move through perceived limitations. Once we realize that we've made them up and that they're in our head, in our being, we can choose to look at them differently. Just for a quick moment, look inside. What limitations do you place on you? Where do you hold limitations? So, all that said, I'd like to invite us into a restatement of the original affirmation, okay? Belief in the transforming power of God frees me from perceived limitations. Belief in the transforming power of God frees me from perceived limitations. You know, for me, it took believing that I had something to offer, because I am God and God is in me, and therefore I will share with you. Try that one on. Say it with me. Belief in the transforming power of God frees me from perceived limitations. But that wasn't good enough. I mean, you know. Okay, so. So I believe in the transforming power of God, and maybe I even believe that I am one with that God. How does it free me from perceived limitations? And one thing that comes to me is that if I believe something, if I really believe it, my actions are going to show it. If I believe I can stand up here and give a talk, I darn well better put myself up here and do it, right? If I believe I'm going to get a paycheck, then I'm probably going to set the alarm and get up and go to work and do my job. Mm-hmm. Because I believe there's a reason that really helps me. If I believe the car's going to start, I'm going to time that alarm clock just so that when I step outside and put the key in the ignition, I'm going to get there, wherever there is, on time. If I believe the car is going to start. Now, if you have a car that doesn't, I don't know what you do. but I've been very lucky in that score.
Take the bus.
Okay. Then you plan a little extra time to get to the bus stop. Right? Here's a quote from Mary Manon Morrissey. You know, some of those of you in the prosperity class that was mentioned earlier are working with a lot of her ideas. Maybe you've heard this one recently. Parachutes weren't proven trustworthy by having people carry them around on their backs. The device showed its reliability once someone jumped. God, too, can be trusted with our lives. God essence, that which we believe can be trusted with our lives. But I think we only discover that once we take the leap of faith. Once we take the step forward into the unknown and find out, yeah, I'm here. So if I believe that there is a power, an essence that supports me, if I believe that we are all one with that God, My actions will show it. And I will act in ways that support that belief, and you'll see it. So what do you believe? Do you believe? What do you really believe? I can just take a moment. We're going to do a short meditation. Make yourself comfortable. And you can plant your feet on the floor, hands in your lap. Close your eyes. What I'm going to ask you to do as you take in a deep breath and let go. And breathe in again and send it down to the core of your being. Walk around your life. Very gentle walk. So I'm going to ask you to take a look around and notice. Notice any places where your actions don't totally match your belief. Don't totally line up with that transforming power of God that is you. So very gently, just noticing, because we're always in process, always on a journey. Take a look around your home and the people who live with you. And notice any place that could use a dose of action on your beliefs. Life, or maybe it's your volunteer life, your colleagues. How do your beliefs show up there? The transforming power of God as you. One could use a dose of action. What about your spiritual community? Are there any ways here or wherever your home base is that more of your belief could show up through you? Take in a deep breath. Let it go. There's always room to grow. Always, always, always until our soul is freed and we leave this planet. So I ask you now maybe to bring forward just one thing. One area where you might choose to bring more of your belief into your actions. Take a deep breath, and as you let it go, when you feel ready, open your eyes and come back. Share, is there anything that came up for you, a way that you know you could bring more of your belief into some area of your life? Would you like to share?
Forgiveness.
Mm-hmm. Forgiveness. Anybody in particular, or just in general? Thanks, Danielle. So Danielle could bring more forgiveness, and that would bring more of her belief into her life.
Patience.
Patience. Wow. How awesome is this? This poem is going to be filled with forgiveness and peace. Will this home be transformed?
Hopefully.
That's what Dave's here for.
You get to be the God in the sky. No.
How about sincerity combined with a sense of humor?
So for you, more sincerity along with that. Yes, we know she has a sense of humor. Beautiful. Thank you. Anybody else? It takes courage to share a commitment to shift and change. And I really honor the courage in each one of you.
I get frustrated fairly easily with my job, and having a new baby in the house kind of adds a lot of frustration in our life. Being one, she's kind of a terror sometimes. So my goal is to turn my frustration into motivation to be positive, because that's kind of the direction I'm trying to go in, to be positive and not get so frustrated and stressed.
So belief that you absolutely can transform the frustration and all of that negative energy into positive. We're here to support you, Holly. Absolutely. Wow. So here's the thing. Our human nature perceives limitation, acts in limiting ways, thinks things that are limiting. Our human nature can hold us back from experiencing the whole of the expanse of being the wave in the ocean, right? And we get to choose. We get to choose to take action on those beliefs that will transform our human experience, that will lift us above the perceived limitation. Only you, and you, and you. Each one of you is the only one who can know where you draw the line, where acting on your beliefs stops. And your beliefs go further, but your life isn't ready to show it yet. And you get to choose. And some of you have already chosen very powerfully in your lives to let your belief show. And you get to do that over and over again. And only you can choose whether you care to work with any mantra, or this mantra, or the revised affirmation. So let's try a couple of them on, and you can take them with you or not. So we started with, the transforming power of God frees me from every limitation. We move to belief in the transforming power of God. Frees me from every perceived limitation. Let's try that one together. Belief in the transforming power of God frees me from every perceived limitation. Way too long. I couldn't remember if I tried. How about this one? Acting on my belief, I am free. Acting on my belief, I am free. One more time. Acting on my belief, I am free. Or you can get back to the title, which was Freed by Belief. And, maybe. Freed by acting on my belief, right? Let me share one short song and invite you into that very short meditation as a way of closing this. I stumbled on it as I was going through some very old music. And it's called I Never Knew. So I invite you again to get comfortable. For you to close your eyes. He knows what I forgot, doesn't he? Steve. heard me play the very first time and said, "You need a thumb pick. Have you never heard of a thumb pick?" Well, I didn't know. I've heard of finger picks, but they don't work, right? He took one out of his pockets. I bought a couple more since. Gotta have one with every guitar and every guitar case. I never knew that life with you could mean so much until I closed my eyes and listened gently for your touch. Then from the depths of emptiness you came to me. Your loving arms embraced my soul and set me free. I never knew that life with you could be so full until I started living from the sweetness in my soul. Then each new day became a chance to feel anew the love and joy and hope that is breath of you. I never knew that life with you could mean new birth until I learned to release limitations of this earth. Now I can fly with wings of love and freely I can sing your songs, which from my heart love to others brings. I've traveled in the city, followed other steps, done each task before me, my life a success. I've learned well, for I thought all life's answers were taught. Now I'm starting over to dream in the clover. I hear questions again, the questions that are with me each day and through the night. Sometimes send fear straight through me. I know not wrong from right, yet I know I must go through this uncertain time and be with a feeling as the unknown's revealing to me a new way to grow. Now I'm living with those questions, moving in the flow. At times I ask direction, yet often I know that the I've been shown, but I'm gonna go there, I'm gonna find.